This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
From Revelation 7. There before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language. Sergey, our Russian ministry leader, was conducting Bob Hirschman through an art gallery in downtown Moscow. As they visited a room that displayed art from the Soviet era, they paused before a large canvas that showed young adults from different parts of the old Soviet Union, carrying high a flag with broad smiles on their faces. "Do you see this painting?" Sergey asked. "This painting portrayed the hope of communism, diverse people from across the Soviet Union, united by the same political ideology, living together in harmony under the communist banner." Of course, we know that communism didn't have the power to deliver on that vision. In fact, no ideology, including socialism, capitalism, or libertarianism, is able to deliver on that kind of vision. The hope of that vision is fulfilled only in Christ. The key to ethnic and national unity is in the picture described in Revelation 7, with people of all nations standing before the throne and before the Lamb, and with the same song on their lips. How do you overcome the world's divisions? We no longer think another round of high-level political talks will do much good. We need a rediscovery of the Revelation vision. In spite of its fragmentation, the Church of Christ is God's sign of the unity He intends for all the peoples.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.